Lesson 22, Certainty of Uncertainty. In this lesson, we're looking at Mishnah Tet Zion, the 15th Mishnah of Pirkei Avot in Perek Aleph, Chapter 1. Mishnah Tet Zion. Rabban Gamliel Omer. Rabban Gamliel used to say, Ase lecha rav, make for yourself a teacher. Vehistalek min hasafek, and remove yourself from uncertainty. Ve'al tarbe la'aser umadot, and don't give excess tithes by estimating. Rabban Gamliel was the grandson of Hillel, who we learned about in the previous Mishnayot together with Shammai. You may notice that this is the first time the Mishnah doesn't mention the sage receiving the tradition from the previous sages. The early 17th century commentary, Totafot Yom Tov, explains that the sages of the last few Mishnayot, Hillel and Shammai, had developed opposing schools of thought, and after them the tradition became less unified. By the time it got to Rabban Gamliel, there was no longer one unified tradition, and so it would be inaccurate to say that he received the tradition as a whole from his predecessors. You may also remember that the first phrase of this Mishnah, Aseh lecha rav, make for yourself a teacher, also appeared in Mishnah Vav, Mishnah number 6, and was attributed there to Yehoshua ben Parachia. So why is this phrase stated twice, by two different teachers? Is there some difference in the meaning between the two? Maimonides, the 12th century rabbi, philosopher, and physician, also known as the Rambam, explained that the earlier teaching meant that one should acquire a Torah teacher in the broad sense. In this Mishnah, it means to acquire a teacher of halakha, Jewish law. That's why the next phrase says, Vehistalek min hasafek, and remove yourself from uncertainty. Because through learning halakha with a teacher, you would overcome your uncertainty about what is forbidden and what is permitted. However, something completely different emerges when we look more deeply at the question of uncertainty itself. What is uncertainty? As experience accumulates in our memories over our lives, our minds develop narratives about reality that seek to make sense of the world. And as different minds develop different narratives, there naturally arises conflict between different narratives, and conflict even within the same narrative. The truth is, there can never be certainty on the level of narrative and thought, because at best, the thinking mind can provide only a map or a picture of reality from a limited point of view. The map isn't the same as the reality. However, there is a place where reality can be known directly, without the interpretive filters of the thinking mind. That place is always where you already are, in this moment. Right now, there's a single experience unfolding in and as your consciousness. What it means and why it's happening are totally uncertain. Those questions exist in the realm of the thinking mind. But the experience itself is totally certain. This moment is, and always is, exactly as it is, and your consciousness knows it exactly. Isn't that true? Take a moment now to note everything arising in your awareness. Not to understand it or interpret it, but just to be aware of it. Aware of your body, aware of your senses, your feelings, your thoughts, and of awareness itself. This moment is certain. It's what you know for sure. Vehistalek min hasafek. Remove yourself from uncertainty. So when we understand the Mishnah in this way, to remove yourself from uncertainty means to open to reality as it is, to be aware of your conditioned thinking mind, your uncertain mind, but not trapped by it. This then opens up a new meaning for the first phrase, Aseh lecha rav, make for yourself a teacher. In order to open fully to reality, you have to make it into your teacher. Ordinarily, reality is somewhere in the background, while our thoughts and intentions are in the foreground. But to make reality into your teacher means to open to this moment in the same way you would open to a beloved teacher, with a full heart, attention, and presence. So let's chant the words, Vehistalek min hasafek, remove yourself from uncertainty. Vehistalek means, and remove yourself. Say, Vehistalek. Mean is from. Say, mean. Hasafek means uncertainty. Say, hasafek. This simple chant goes like this. Vehistalek min hasafek. Vehistalek min hasafek. Vehistalek min hasafek. Vehistalek min hasafek. Let's sing together. Vehistalek min hasafek. Vehistalek min hasafek. Vehistalek min hasafek. Vehistalek min hasafek. So let's take a moment to prepare for meditation, finding a comfortable but alert position, either seated, standing, lying down, or walking. And take a few nice deep breaths, bringing awareness into your body, relaxing. And bringing your hand to your heart, chanting Lecha for you. Lecha. And hand down to your belly, letting awareness fill your whole body, chanting Naaseh. Naaseh. And bring your hand up, touching your fingers to your forehead, chanting Venishma. Venishma. And having in mind that your experience of this moment is totally certain, connecting with this certainty, with this intimate connection with reality as it unfolds, as we chant. Vehistalek min hasafek. 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 And relaxing and repeating in your mind, Atahu, it is now. You are the now. You are the divine. Atahu, Atahu, Atahu. And take a nice deep breath, moving from stillness back into activity, with awakening the three centers, bringing your hand to your heart, chanting Lecha. Lecha. And hand down to your belly, letting your awareness swell to saturate your whole body, chanting Naaseh. Naaseh. And bringing your hand up, touching your fingers to your forehead, chanting Venishma. Venishma. And as you come back into your activity, remembering this kavana, to connect with that which is certain, to not put so much energy into the uncertain, wondering, theorizing, figuring of the mind, and instead to root yourself in the certainty of your experience, which is already unified, already whole, complete in this moment. And now gratitude for the teachings and the lineage. All Yisrael, Val Rabbanan, Val Tamidehon, Val Tamidehon. Upon Israel and upon the teachers and their students and all the students of their students. Ve'al komandi askin ba'oraita, diva atra hadein v'diva chol atar ve'atar. And upon all who engage in the learning of the sacred wisdom, here or anywhere else. Yehe lechon ulechon shlama rabba, chine vechista varachamin, vechayin arichin umezone reviche, uforkanamin kadam avahon divishamaya vara. May they and you have abundant peace, grace, kindness, compassion, long life, ample nourishment on all levels, and salvation from all dangers from before the one reality that fills heaven and earth. Vimru Amen.